And now for more of our continuing coverage of the coronavirus issue. And the local authorities in the Humber region and the University of Hull have successfully been able to bid for £110,000 of funding from the Ministry for Housing, Communities and Local Government to develop a second phase of the Future Work Design project with an emphasis on supporting well-being. Tell us more about this is Eddie Niblett, who is the ICT Strategic Business Solutions Manager at East Riding of Yorkshire Council. Goodness me, I bet you never have to handwrite that out, Eddie.
No, not at all. It's a bit of a mouthful, isn't it?
Certainly is. Hope you're staying safe. Thanks for talking to us today. Many people may not even be aware of this Future Work Design project. What's it all about?
So initially, obviously, local authorities had to respond to the impact of the pandemic. And everybody had to move from working in offices in standard ways to suddenly finding themselves at home. Which had a number of challenges, but especially for staff. So what the Ministry of Housing did was offer some funding to help support the identifying the pressures and how do we support staff and how do we embed those changes to make it successful. And at the end of the day, it's about delivering quality services to the community. So it's how do we continue to do that in this environment?
Now, I would imagine that the various local authorities are already doing the work. They do it their way, though, don't they? How on earth do you pull together these local authorities to all agree that this is the best way of working going forward, then?
Yeah, so the project itself, we have, obviously, East Riding and Yorkshire Council as the lead. We've got Hull City Council, North Lincolnshire Council, North East Lincolnshire Council, and we also have Microsoft and the Centre of Human Factors for the University of Hull. And when we reached out to the other local authorities, it was an easy deal, really, because everybody's experiencing same challenges. The staff are having to pick up the devices, take them home, and suddenly they're working at home and trying to still deliver those services to the community. So, and everybody was, how do we support the staff? There was a real need to look at this, and obviously bringing along the University of Hull and being able to work with experts like Microsoft, it was a no-brainer, really, to be able to look at this and work together and understand. So it was a real collaborative effort, and like I say, it was pushing at an open door, really.
Has there been any quick wins, then, since you started the project originally, then?
So we worked, because it's an evidence-based approach, so we worked with groups of staff from all four local authorities. And straight away, we had some insight from the staff. And it was quite interesting because some people were saying, actually, I really enjoy working from home. And it's allowed my work-life balance to improve significantly. So obviously, that's the kind of quick win we've been able to facilitate and support. And others are actually starting to miss the commute. So that was an interesting one. The people actually missed being stuck in traffic jams. I'm not quite sure we could support that one and kind of solve that one. But yeah, there was a number of insights immediately from working it was over 40 focus groups across the four local authorities, and the staff were able to talk to the project team directly. And from that, we were able to pick up some challenges that are obviously longer term that we need to look at, and some quick wins. For example, is supporting the staff, being able to give them devices to work from home, such as laptops, being able to roll out Teams so they can continue that way of working with Teams and in collaboration and accessible by the public. So there were some very quick wins we were able to get into position very quickly.
You know, the fact that there's a second phase of money coming then, does that kind of indicate that, in actual fact, going forward, no matter what happens with the, you know, the opening up of the economy and whatever, this part working from home and the office is here to stay?
I think so. I think it'll be a blended approach moving forward. I think processes have changed significantly and have now been adopted and embedded. And actually, many of them have increased the quality of service, and it's how do we support that moving forward. So the phase one of the project was successful, and that's kind of recognised by the Health and Safety Executive as well, who have adopted this as best practice, the initial risk assessment. They're sending it out to over 500,000 organisations to support. So although on the website that I'll give you the link to later, There's tools there, and it was a solution for local authorities. Actually, any organisation that have staff that have changed their ways of working can use these tools to support their own staff. But we also have two other countries now, so Sweden and Romania, looking at this as a tool to see if they can adopt it as well. So it's got a considerable reach, considering we developed this locally across the region. And then, you know, the phase two on this is building on that. So phase one is the risk assessment, staff telling us and identifying where the key pressures are through this evidence-based approach. Phase two is supporting staff to work, because the staff themselves are extremely passionate and professional and want to continue delivering the services to the community. But what's happening is, because suddenly your home has become your office, I think everyone's probably experienced this and finding this, and it's too easy to sit down in the morning and you don't stand up again until the end of the day. Or you just need to finish something, and where normally you'd think, I'm going to leave now because the traffic's going to get bad, it's 5:30, you close down your computer and walk away. Actually, there's a trend of people either continuing to work into the evening or even going and having the dinner, and then they'll come back again because the office is at home. So it's, how do we support staff? Provide them with some personal intervention tools so they can adopt those, and it'll just remind them and say, you don't have to do this. You make sure you have your breaks. You're having too many meetings in one go. And this is what we need to assess. So there are some tools out there already, and this project may well just identify how best to use them. And the fact we have Microsoft on board on this is a fantastic win for us, because it means we can work with them. And maybe even if there's not a suitable tool to meet a specific need for the staff, it may end up being that we design something with Microsoft to meet that need, which would be a fantastic outcome, that actually we're informing change within a worldwide company like that.
Excellent. Eddie, if people want to find out more, where can they go to find out more?
So if they go to the University of Hull website, humanfactors.hull.ac.uk/future-work-design, and that's all one word, and that's the website. They'll see the progress of the projects, the blogs from staff, and the tools themselves, which are accessible and can be used by anybody for free.
Excellent. Eddie, I haven't got time to read out your job title again, but I'd like to say thanks again. Stay safe. Well done. It's fascinating, this, because it has such implications for how we're going to work in the future, and it's very exciting. And stay safe, and thanks for talking to us again.
Thank you. Thank you for your time.